车里，又回到了。
Hello, are you still there, driver?
Hi, can I speak with David?
Hello?
Hello, hi, so can I speak with David?
Speaking.
Hi, David, it's Elliot calling from MMA Legal in regards to Scottish redress claim. Is it a good time to speak at the minute?
Was it a Gavin?
In regards to the Scottish redress claim.
Oh, yes, yeah, okay, yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah. Is a good time to speak at the moment, sorry, or?
Yes, that's fine. Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. So it's like I say, it's a claim in regards to the abuse you're in care. So do you just need to make sure that you know we've got the correct details down for yourself? Take a brief statement, and we can look at getting this case submitted for you. Okay.
Okay. Right. Can I just go over just to make sure I'm eligible for any of this carry on? Right. So I was about 16, coming up to 17, and I'll tell you what happened, no? Is that relevant?
Yeah, I mean, I was going to take those details in a moment, but if you'd like to briefly...
Okay, then, that's fine. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. It's up to you, I was just going to confirm some of your details, first of all.
Okay, that's fine.
So, yeah, no worries. Just to confirm, then, I've got your name as David Beavers.
That's correct.
Yeah. Would you have been known by any other names at the time?
No middle names, nothing.
Nothing like that. No, perfect, no worries. And can you just confirm your date of birth?
20/12/1957.
Thank you. And this is the best contact number for you as well, isn't it? The one I'm speaking to you on now.
Yes, that's my number, yes.
Brilliant. And can you also just confirm your door number and postcode?
My door number?
Yeah, your current address.
Oh, my address, sorry. 28 Elizabethan Way, Renfrew, PA40LY.
0LY, perfect, yeah. And you said you was around 17 when you was placed into...
about 16, 17-ish.
17. So, would you know your parents' name then? Can I just take your mother's name?
Yeah, Margaret Beavers.
She's deceased. Yeah, no worries. And your father's name, what was his name?
William Beavers.
Thank you. And did you have any siblings who was also placed into care at the time?
No.
No worries. Just to confirm as well then, Sorry, would you know your childhood address before you was placed elsewhere?
Yeah, 1659 Dumbarton Road, Scotstoun.
Yeah. And was that?
It was G13, I can't remember the rest of the postcode, it was G13.
Yeah, so 1659 G14 9YD is coming up. Was it a flat, was it?
No, it was a tenement. Yeah, a tenement flat, yes.
It was 1659. Do you know?
Yeah.
I was just going to say, do you know whether it was like 0/1 or 0/2 or?
No, it's 1-1, I think. 1-1, I think, or 1-2. It was up to the right.
Yeah, no worries. And you said obviously it was around 17 years old. What was the reason you was placed into care then?
Can I go back to this? I wasn't in care. What it was is, I was talking to my friend and he was telling me, I was put into a long regained remand centre and they put me to Berlin for a night before Berlin in Glasgow, which is a male prison for people over 18, 19. But I was told that I would be in the criteria, because I wasn't in care. I just get, it's called background reports. I was in for 3 weeks.
So was it it's called Bell Linney, sorry, did you say?
No, it was a jail we were in.
The jail they put me in for a night was Bell Linney Prison.
Oh,
Merlini.
Yes, did you work for that?
And then I went to Longridge End, and that was a detention centre.
Right. Okay, just one moment there. And so you wasn't. So you was in a detention centre then, was you?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, like a Barstool.
Well, it's a detention centre, a juvenile detention centre, yeah?
Yeah, we should be able to do that for you. Anyway, that's not a problem. Yeah. That does still qualify under the criteria. Do you know the name of the detention centre or that it wasn't? Was that, or...?
Yeah. Yeah, it was called Longridge End Detention Centre. It was in Lanark. Lanarkshire, I'm sure.
Did you say Longridge End?
Longridge End. What do you do
that? Longridge.
Longridge End. Longridge End. Longridge End. Longridge End. Longridge End.
Yeah. That should come up now. I think I've just put Longridge to begin with, you see, so nothing is coming up. Longridge End Youth Offenders Institution.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, remand institution.
But see, before I went to the court, a quick one, my friend gave me a lift, and I didn't know, he was the car, and I took a lift off him, and we got stopped with the police, and unfortunately, unknown to me, that was a stolen car. So the three of us went up to court, and the guy, the driver, pleaded guilty, and got a fine, and me and my friends, we were passengers, we pleaded not guilty. So they found us, they put us to the background reports, and then they sent us to Berlini, which is a prison, for a night or two nights. I can't remember off the top of my head. And then we went to the remand centre for 3 weeks. But we weren't guilty of anything. We came back and we got admonished. We weren't a passenger.
Yeah, literally, you just got a lift off somebody and you ended up in... getting arrested
is
a nightmare, though, isn't it?
And my other friend, he's passed. He went with me. He was too get sent to Berlin. Then we went to Longridge End for 3 weeks back down the port. Then went back up to the court, and then they were not proven. And were also released.
Yeah, so you did about 3 weeks in Longridge End then.
Yes, I think they call it background reports in those days.
Yeah.
I think they wanted to assess you, so they kept you in remand.
So he's around 16, 17 years old, spent 3 weeks in Longridge End.
I'm thinking it's around about back at 16 and a half or something like that.
Yeah. Like, the dates don't need to be 100% anyway. We will be able to get those details, that's not a problem. Would you just be able to explain kind of what type of abuse did you suffer at your time in Longridge End?
Oh, it was just the guys in there have been violent towards you and things like that, aggressive, taking your, I said my uniform, and they took my shoes and they left old horrible stuff, you know what I mean? And then obviously they came to the lunch and breakfast and that, like take them. Was it just basically abusing, but just taking your food off you and things like that. There was no sexual or anything. It was just the way that it was. It was just the way it was.
Yeah. So,
survival there.
Yeah. So, was this the people in the prison or the staff as well that have been doing stuff like this?
Well, the staff were not too bad, but they're very cheeky to you, you know what I mean? Because they're in a position, they were just didn't treat you pretty well. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's all I can think about what happened there on that.
Yeah, no worries. So, like I said, by the sounds of things, you should have a case anyway, because, like I said, you probably should have never been there to begin with. You know?
Yeah. And I certainly right. shouldn't have been put in. I shouldn't step. I take it the time of the court's finished, they didn't have any transport or something, so they put us to Berlin, which was a murderers and people that go to it. I mean, it's a famous prison in Glasgow, Berlin. You know, all sorts of.
Yeah, so before you went into one day in the other place, what was that called, Bell?
Berlin, B-A-R-I, Berlin, I'm not good at spelling, Berlin. If you put it in, it'll come up.
Yeah.
It'll come up.
Yeah, see, the thing is, like say, with you being 16, 17 years old, you probably should have never been put into those types of places anyway.
Yeah. Also, see back in the days, they called it slopping out, because you're given a potty to do the toilet and you're in it with two or three other guys. So you didn't have a toilet, you had to use a potty with a lid on it. And then,
is there anything else you can think of during your time as well, because everything that you can think will benefit? Is there anything else that you can think of that might have happened during those weeks that you was in there?
No, well, we're going to the Berlin prison. That was very frightening, because everybody knows what kind of people's in there, you know what I mean? It's like Wandsworth in London, something like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, of course, that's fine. So I can just put, like, obviously, you was only in there for a short amount of time, 3 weeks or something, but the guys in there, they was obviously being violent, took your shoes, ripped up your clothes. Sometimes people took your food, and you'd obviously have nothing to eat then because somebody else had took it.
And then if my mother came up to visit and she'd leave stuff in my possession, then obviously I'd want some of the stuff that you get, and you know what I mean, like sweets and things. Yeah. I know it's trivial now, but at the time it's quite frightening at the time.
Left presents. No, of course, that's understandable, that's not a problem. Like I said, by the sounds of things, you should definitely have a case to be made here anyway, because, like I said, don't worry as well, like, with these claims, we're not just clutching at straws. From what you've told me, you definitely should have a case to be made here. We're not claiming directly from the prison, as, you know, a lot of them have shut down. We do claim directly from the Scottish Government, as they're the ones who are liable, and was funding this project to begin with. Yeah. Just to confirm, how old are you?
Just now? I'm 68 now.
You're 68 years old. Perfect. So the only reason why I was asking, with you being 68 years old, usually one of these claims takes around 12 months to be paid out. But because you're above the age of 68, we'll class this as a high priority case, and you'll be looking to be paid out within 3 months' time.
That'd be good.
Yeah. Because it's one thing they do, if somebody's 68 or somebody's terminally ill, they do get classed as a high priority, and it'll, you know, the turnaround times are a whole lot quicker.
Yeah, I understand that, yes.
Yeah, perfect, no worries. And can I just confirm your local GP surgery?
It's Brayhead Medical Practice. Brayhead Medical Practice.
And what area is that?
That's in Renfrew.
Perfect. Brayhead Medical Practice. Perfect. So, do you use WhatsApp?
Yes, I do. That's what I'm on just now.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant. So, I was just going to say, David, in order for us to make a claim, we do just need a copy of proof of ID. So, do you have, like, a driver's license or a provisional or anything like that?
I've got a driving license on me just now.
Yeah, perfect. I've
also got my passport because I've just came on holiday for a week.
Oh, brilliant. Well, I was just going to say, if you could just send me a picture of that driver's licence, we can use that as the proof of ID and also the proof of address.
Right. So, I'm not... See this phone. So, am I doing this just now? Are you going to send me...
I've just sent you a message on WhatsApp. If there's any chance if you could just open that up and send over a picture of your...
Hold on. I'm on WhatsApp, but I don't... Nothing's come up yet.
Well, just one moment.
Nothing's came up yet.
I'm waiting for network.
It's buffering just now.
Have you got a bit of a bad signal?
I just arrived in Turkey about half an hour ago.
Oh, God. Well, what I can do if you want, David, is put the phone down and give you a call back when you've sent it, if you can send it now. Hopefully your signal might improve.
I'm speaking to you just now. It's not come up on chats for your number. Your number's not came up here.
So I'm thinking it might be just because we're on the phone.
Right.
You know,
I can take a picture of this just now, right? I'll take a picture of both sides of my driving license, and then if I put this phone down now, if you could WhatsApp me your phone number, I'll send it over to you.
Yeah, that's perfect. And as soon as you've sent that, I'll give you a call straight back. Literally, all you need to do then is there's just a form to sign that I'm going to send out now, and we'll be able to get the claim process from there for you, basically.
Okay, that's fine. So, I'm going to hang up this now, and I'm going to take a picture, and you're going to send me a number, and I'll send it to you.
Yeah, that's perfect, David. I'll give you a call back in a couple of minutes, then. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Cheers, guys.